KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have snow, heavy blowing snow, and near whiteout conditions in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. So far, 2.5 inches of snowfall here at the KJAN studios, depending on where you happen to measure it at, and that's the average we came up with, is 2.5 thus far, but heavy snow continues. At whiteout conditions being experienced in Atlantic and the rest of the area this morning. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says he and other authorities are advising you to stay home, warm and safe today. Travel conditions are extremely dangerous, near zero or zero visibility at times due to heavy snow and blowing snow. Roads this morning are or will be completely covered with snow. Bridges and overpasses are also reported to be icy. Many businesses, all of the schools in the listening area, are closed today. In addition, we have an accident this morning on Interstate 80 eastbound at the Marnie exit. That's exit 51 between County Road M56 and exit 54. The road is completely blocked eastbound. Again, I-80 eastbound blocked at the Marnie exit and between exit 51 and 54. And that is due to an auto accident. So keep that in mind if you're having to travel eastbound today. But again, authorities are advising you not to travel due to the whiteout conditions. A heavy band of snow has developed over southern Iowa and is quickly moving northward this morning. Visibilities have decreased to less than 1/4 mile, especially along the Interstate 80 corridor to Highway 30. The period of heavy snowfall is expected this morning from now through 11 a.m., where 1 to 2 inch per hour snowfall rates are anticipated. You may even experience some thunder snow and 3 inch per hour snowfall rates. Already power outages have been reported this morning in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area. Anywhere from 5 to 9 inches of snow are expected in Cass and surrounding counties. Well, with the severe weather impacting Iowa, the Iowa Department of Public Safety has passed along some tips to make sure that you're safe if you're planning on traveling. Again, travel is not recommended today. The State Patrol says if you do plan or have to travel, allow proper stopping time by increasing your following distance. Do not use your cruise control on snow or ice-covered roadways. Always use caution on overpasses, bridges, and ramps. Be alert and focused on your driving. Allow for extra travel time. Adjust your car's speed to road conditions. Always wear your seatbelt for front and back seat passengers. Keep your cell phone fully charged. Have an emergency roadside assistance kit available. And if you need to use 911, you can do so, but otherwise you can call 800-525-5555. And the Iowa State Patrol wants you to arrive safely at your destination. But again, traveling throughout Iowa today and early tomorrow will be extremely hazardous. A 21-year-old Council Bluffs woman who was in critical condition following a two-vehicle wreck in Omaha Sunday has died from her injuries. The driver of the other vehicle is suspected of drunken driving. According to family members, Sarah Root died Monday night at Nebraska Medicine in Omaha. The crash had occurred around 2:15 a.m. Sunday near 33rd and L Streets in Omaha. 19-year-old Eswin Meja of Omaha was arrested on suspicion of causing serious bodily injury while driving drunk. Officers determined that Root, an Abraham Lincoln High School alumnus, was driving a 2002 Oldsmobile Bravada east on L Street when the accident occurred. The Oldsmobile was stopped or slowing down when it was rear-ended by a pickup driven by Meja. Meja, who doesn't have a valid driver's license, was treated at Nebraska Medicine for a leg injury and then booked into the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. According to court records, an arrest warrant was issued for Meja in May of 2015 for failure to appear on several traffic infractions, including driving without a license. Sarah Root just graduated this past weekend with a 4.0 grade point average from Bellevue University with a Bachelor of Science degree in criminal investigation. In our funeral announcements, Lewis Anthony Hall, age 88, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Lewis Hall will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eldred Mick Kane, age 84, of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Mick Kane will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Kinkle, age 92, of Defiance, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Ann Kinkle will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorene Vorm, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lorene Vorm will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Darlene Kenkel, age 77, of Erling, died Sunday at the Hillcrest Care and Rehabilitation Center in Bellevue, Nebraska. A massive Christian burial for Darlene Kenkel will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Juanita McDermott, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday, or rather Saturday, at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Juanita McDermott will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Milton Sheeter, age 59, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. A private family memorial service will be held for Milton Sheeter at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.